Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930. The answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there in the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and bringing a lot of hurricane supplies down here, too. Also, the bulk mail haulers are back on the job. They had yesterday off. They're back today. Felix and the gang, good morning to you guys. Don't forget our suicide jockeys, all in the gas, as well as the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers. Appreciate them very much. They're listening. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America. That's Captain with an S in the middle. America, lowercase, all one word. Now, don't forget our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of all the different things we have on that page. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you again.
Good morning.
We have got our friend on the line, been waiting very patiently, Aaron, up in Colorado. So here we go. What's going on in Mile High?
Oh, yeah, well, Cap, and of course, Miss Denise, definitely got to hear your opinion on Bob Menendez. Apparently, his head is exploding about the United States selling arms to Saudi Arabia because they decided to cut their oil.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, under Trump, wasn't we oil independent under the former president of the United States?
Yep.
So I'm thinking to myself, you know, why is Bob Menendez getting mad about Saudi Arabia cutting the oil when Donald Trump, who was in office, said we should be dominating the oil industry on planet Earth. So anyway, Denise, I'd like to hear your opinion on this dark side broken down dumb donkey. Goodbye.
Thank you very much, Aaron. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
It comes down to three things and why Saudi Arabia is angry. One is that they've been constantly attacked militarily because of their military tactics in Yemen against the Houthi rebels. Let's not forget that the United States couldn't have cared less that the Houthi rebels were launching all of these missiles into Saudi Arabia and hitting an awful lot of the oil infrastructure, the refining infrastructure in Saudi Arabia. That's number one. Number two is the United States continues to want to be in this Iranian nuclear deal, and we're still trying to strike some kind of a deal, and we got countless reasons. I mean, that, every day it builds to more on why we shouldn't have anything to do with Saudi Arabia, and we shouldn't be in this nuclear deal at all. In fact, I would argue that the Saudis actually despise Iran more than the United States does, or should. And number three is Adnan Khashoggi and that whole thing. So there's three huge reasons on why Saudi Arabia is furious. We're under contract and selling arms to Saudi Arabia. So that a lot of people don't necessarily understand that. But everybody wants to feel sorry for Yemen. And Yemen is a bad, it's a bad spot. I'll give you that. There's lots of desperation in Yemen. But this is all because the Houthi rebels are an Iranian proxy. I also might add that many of the targets that were struck a couple days ago in Ukraine by Russia were done with what? Iranian drones.
Right. Yep.
So, you know, whether we like Saudi Arabia or not, Saudi Arabia isn't all as bad as everybody wants to define them to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let me see if I can pick up Mel here. Mel from Saratoga Springs, what's going on?
Oh, yes. Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Cactus. I'm just curious. What was it that Joe Biden meant in regards to the prosecutor in Ukraine and the billion-dollar security loan that the United States had promised? When he said that when the prosecutor, they said that you're not the president, and Joe Biden replied, "Well, call him. Call him." How was that implication? I mean, did that implicate the president, Obama, at the time?
All right, let's find out. Okay, yeah, Denise, we're running out of time, so you'll probably have to answer that in the next segment. But the question will be what Mel just asked: did that involve Obama? That's where I heard him going, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it had Obama's approval, yes.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, and more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. In this portion of the program, my discussion with Denise Simon is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico Insurance has been saving people money for a little bit more than 85 years. They currently happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers and growing. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, or you can go to the Geico website, Geico, GEICO.com, and get a quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Don't forget, if you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, they can cover that too. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance with your car, and you'll save a bunch of money on your car insurance. So see what they can do for you. Go to the website, Geico, GEICO.com, and see if they can save you money. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Okay, let's answer Mel's question.
Yeah, this all happened for the sake of Mel's question back in 2013 and 2014 in Ukraine. And we have this cat by Nikolai, whatever his name is. and he made off with Zolochevsky, Nikola Zolochevsky. He was an odious oligarch that was very tied to the Russians. But he made off with an awful lot of money. And during all of this time is when Hunter Biden ended up on the board of Burisma. And apparently the owner of Burisma, Zolochevsky, allegedly paid $7 million to bribe Ukraine's prosecutor general not to close the case because they wanted, you know, to have an investigation on this. But then here comes Joe Biden with the money and says, we want you to shut down this case and not investigate. When any kind of White House personnel leaves to go to a foreign country and they have money in their pocket, that comes from the approval and acknowledgement of the sitting president, in this case, Obama. So I hope that kind of answers the question. So, Mel, if you want to go over to finance.senate.gov and put in the Finance Joint Report of 2020, there is an 87-page document there that will describe what the investigation so far has been able to uncover when it came to Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Obama himself, John Kerry, Devin Archer, Burisma, and that whole thing. But this all took place in 2013 and 2014, and so they're having a – obviously it's going to be difficult to unwind some of this still, but it is a good basis that I hope will answer a deeper question that Mel may have.
Okay, now we have a lot of concern by the Democrats right now. They're watching their numbers dwindle, for what it's worth. Again, polls are what they are. We're watching their numbers dwindle. We're hearing more Democrats deeply concerned about the age of Joe Biden and the fact that they really don't want him to run. They're concerned about his mental state for president, and that number has gone up from 59% a couple months ago to 64% right now due to the new issues and different things that they've seen. This comes from an Insights TIPP survey that's out there. What do you think is going to happen here? Are they going to put enough pressure on Joe that he actually won't run, or do you think we've got some real problems?
I'm not about to speculate because these Democrats are so cunning. They're so squirrely that, you know, we get sideswiped by things that they do all the time. So I'm not about to speculate on what they're going to do about Biden himself. But it is clear that the American people
have had enough,
including Democrats and independents, are questioning an awful lot of things. Now, and these candidates, you know, I'm not worried about the House, and I think we can all say that the Republicans will take the majority back in the House.
Absolutely.
Which, if for nothing else, is a good thing because that's where the purse strings are contained and managed and authorized. But the Senate is a little squirrely. And I would say that Adam Laxalt looks like he's in very good shape, and I'm happy for that. J.D. Vance and Tim Ryan had their debate last night, and apparently – J.D. Vance just kind of mopped the floor with
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
Now, we also tend to forget some other things that are happening here, and that is John Durham, because the case against Igor, whatever his name is, Danchenko,
right,
I believe starts today. And this goes back to the Russia investigation. I don't believe a lot of the air quote experts, legal experts, says that Igor is the last of John Durham's prosecution trump cards. I don't think it is, personally. But nonetheless, that begins today, too. And I think he's going to be particularly involved in this hearing. So just whatever happened to Igor Danchenko is one thing, but what gets exposed in evidence is another. And that evidence will be exploited, and rightly so, by conservative media and Republicans. Mm-hmm. So I would watch for this one very carefully. How long this particular case goes that starts today, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Law and order is a huge thing, and then migration's another one.
Okay, we have a caller. I have no idea who this is. I'm going to take a cold call here. All right, good morning, caller. What's your name and what's your question for Denise Simon? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, ma'am. Good morning, sir. It's Eric in East Tennessee. Real quick, interesting discussion. Real quick, you guys were talking about Ukraine and obviously the hokiness going on both sides on that. And I'm going to ask this question. It's maybe a rhetorical question. Okay, we're hearing justification from the powers that be, you know, Western powers that be, that it was an acceptable target selection to hit the longest bridge in Europe that connects Crimea Peninsula to Soviet Union, the Russian Federation. And we're hearing that that was a legitimate target because it carries military supplies and munitions, et cetera. Okay, so if that's true, and we all accept that, that can be a legitimate target, why are people hyperventilating when we are hearing that, quote-unquote, civilian targets are being targeted in Ukraine purposefully by the Russian Federation, you know, let's just say Vladimir Putin in general? Here's my contention. Since the beginning of the war, the most current iteration of the war in Ukraine, civilian infrastructure.
All right, you're going to run out of time.
Inside of Ukraine has been used to house private military contractors, conscriptions, et cetera, barracks, communications.
Okay, I got 20 seconds to get an answer from Denise, so I got to cut you off here. Okay, Denise, I think I know where he's going. Go ahead.
Well, look, it was a supply line.
Right.
That bridge was a supply line.
Right.
We tend to forget that, and you and I were talking about this offline.
Yep.
There are a lot of people inside the Kremlin, inside Putin's inner circle, that are very against this war, including an awful lot of oligarchs.
Right.
And he's had to fire several generals.
Yep.
So we don't know who blew up that bridge. That's the first thing.
Okay, well, we got to talk about it tomorrow. We'll finish that then. Have yourself a great day, and I'll see you later. Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Sorry I had to cut you off there, Eric, but we ran out of time. That's what happens with these scheduled breaks. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Lee County, Florida's hardest hit area in the wake of Hurricane Ian, saying the overwhelming majority of residents now have power again. This came at noon Monday from Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marceno.
I can't praise Florida Power and Lighting enough. As of today, they're reporting 99% of their customers have power.
Michael Fennell, the former police officer who almost died defending the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, secretly recorded his conversation with lawmakers in the months that followed. He talked about that experience.
I continue to talk about it because I haven't accomplished what I set out to accomplish, which was accountability for those that were responsible for January 6th. And also for acknowledgement for the officers that fought at the Capitol that day to preserve democracy.
Fanon talks more about the experience in his new memoir, Hold the Line, The Insurrection, and One Cop's Battle for America's Soul. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with two campuses to serve you. Find out more about them online by going to their website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu, NAA.edu. And they're going to tell you more about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses that will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician, which is a very high-paying, in-demand job that can get you a job anywhere in the world. Now, their first campus is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. But in either case, you want to go to the website. Take a look at what they look like on paper. NAA.edu is the website. That's NAA.edu. That's the website. And make up your mind if you want to take the tour of either Clearwater or Concord, Mass, or both. Because you can do that. You can give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of one or both of their campuses. Now, for you guys and gals getting out of the military, if you have not used your educational benefits yet, you will be totally, totally taken care of. You'll have more than enough money in your educational GI Bill fund to take care of your training at National Aviation Academy. It's a 14-month course. The only way it's shorter than that is if you already have a background in the military as an aviation maintenance tech or have worked on a flight crew, and you might know more than the average bear. And then you can take a shorter refresher course and challenge the test and go to work much sooner in the civilian world. Now, that's the only way that I know of that that can be done. Other than that, it's 14 months. And for you guys and gals, 18 years of age and up, coming out of high school, that want to become an aviation maintenance tech, that's all possible. Again, trade schools, in my opinion, are the way to go. Here's why. This particular job that we're talking about, aviation maintenance technician, the pay starts at $60,000, $65,000 a year. That's where it starts. And you can very easily make $100,000 a year the first year. And you can make a lot more than that if you go overseas. And there's an opportunity to make lots of overtime as well. All depends on you and your God-given ability. So again, the phone number to call to ask to schedule an appointment is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. The website to check out is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And their campuses are located in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. Give them a call today. Schedule that appointment. See what they're all about. 800-659-2080. Well, we know that the Ukraine is coming under attack. And all countries deserve respect for their sovereignty and territorial integrity. You know who said that? A spokesman for China's foreign ministry. He also went on to say, support should be given to all efforts that are conducive to peacefully resolving the crisis. The tonal shift from Russia's allies comes after Ukraine's bombing of a bridge critical to Russian supply lines, and as Moscow has intensified its attacks and repeated threats to deploy nuclear weapons. This is where I draw the line. I was watching a video, and I watched one of the Russian missiles hit the upper floors of an apartment building. That is not a military target. Sorry. That is not a military target. And you can't convince me it's a military target. Now, could they have satellite dishes and all that stuff up on the roof? Sure. Could they have command and control in there? Maybe. But it's not going to be up in plain sight. Normally those things are way down in the basement and whatnot. But you still don't take out an apartment building. You don't target that. That is a war crime. And the Russian army has been doing all sorts of stuff. All sorts of stuff. That in any other set of circumstances would have elements from the European Union or NATO out looking for these troops to bring them to justice that are doing this, even if they were in Russia. And Vladimir Putin knows better, but he doesn't care. Now, in the meantime, we know that the U.S. Army is set to deliver hypersonic weapons, missiles capable of reaching 500 kilometers, and a cannon that will reach double its current range as part of a group of two dozen systems it plans to field during the next year. Now, I can't say for sure, and I don't know for sure, but we heard reference to the Ukraine getting more advanced systems. We heard about that. And I'll tell you what, you don't go hitting civilian targets. You don't aim at houses. You don't aim at buildings, apartment buildings. You don't do that. Go read the Geneva Convention, anywhere where civilians are involved. You do not do it. Unless you want to be tried for war crimes, which will happen down the line. So we'll see where these these hypersonic weapons go to and what they're going to do with them, the Army. That ought to be interesting. By the way, North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles towards its eastern waters, the latest of a recent barrage of weapons tests, a day after it warned that the redeployment of a U.S. aircraft carrier near the Korean Peninsula was inflaming regional tensions. Well, too bad, so sad. Too bad, so sad. And I also found out about a task force that's operating in the European theater. They're focused on soldier lethality, which is adding some new initiatives to its portfolio, including the lighter Javelin missile, identifying how artificial intelligence can help squads. And get this, I don't know if they're over there or not, but they're looking into using robot dogs as infantry battle buddies. Infantry battle buddies, robot dogs. Now, don't forget, as part of the U.S. military's ongoing efforts to stem suicide in the ranks, the Navy and Marine Corps are partnering with the Department of Veterans Affairs to distribute some 200,000 gun locks to installations nationwide. And they definitely are operating in certain means to try to do the best they can when they're on post and they don't have the weapons and don't need the weapons to have them locked up. Now, will that happen? I don't know. We'll see. But we're coming up with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And one of the things we're going to talk about with him is this meeting between the IMF about our finances. Find out about that. The International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, they're having a meeting right now in New York City. And I'll be right back with more Chris Markowski to Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. That takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Acura. Now, Moss Acura is located here in Tampa on North Florida Avenue. They are directly next door to Moss Nissan, right there. Same block, same scenario, same area. Now, you can go to mossacura.com, take a look and see what they have to offer. And one of the things you'll notice when you get over there is that they have the You Serve, You Save program. And people come from all over the country to take advantage of that. Why? Because all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, all church pastors too, get tremendous discounts on their new or certified pre-owned vehicle at MossAcura.com. Now, it gets better than that because your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. More Mr. Watchdog.
How are you?
Okay, just for the heck of it, we heard yesterday that coming up Thursday, we're going to have the announcement as to what the COLA is going to be for Social Security. And the rumored amount is 9%. What are you hearing?
It sounds about right, give or take. Take maybe a percentage away, but yeah, probably anywhere between 8-9%.
Well, a little while ago it was 10%. Back about 2-3 months ago, I remember that, and now it's down to 9.
Yeah, you know, I was going to understand as well. This is money out of the treasury, and I'm sure the government's hoping that we get some of this inflation pain because again, this is more budget busting stuff.
It is, but unbelievably to me and to you too, I guess in some cases, is the government is taking in records amount of cash.
Yeah, but they're spending records amount. That's sure they are. That's the issue, is that, we've been taking in record amounts of taxes for a very long period of time. However, we don't live in a prudent fashion. We spend it all and then some. And we praise ourselves, oh, geez, the deficit's not as big. You're still going backwards.
Right.
Okay? Well, no matter what you're doing, you're still going backwards. We're still $31 trillion in debt. We're going to spend close to $9 trillion in interest on that debt over the next 10 years. And you think that just how wasteful that is. I mean, you put that number in perspective and you look at the damage that's been done to Southwest Florida. Just a fraction of that money that we're spending on interest could rebuild all of Southwest Florida brand new.
Sure.
But no, we blow it on nonsense and we spend it.
Yeah. That's why we got to change the troops in Washington, D.C. This isn't working. Now, I got a question for you. How much does the American public trust the Federal Reserve when it says it will bring down inflation in the near term? I don't think they trust them at all.
No, I think that America, for the most part, kind of tuned out the Fed. It seems as ineffective. Quite frankly, they haven't been right on anything for decades. I mean, she's been wrong on every single thing. You know, what's funny is that former Fed chairman Ben Bernanke won the Nobel Prize, and one of the guys who won the Nobel Prize in economics yesterday. And you want the irony of the entire thing? It was their study on financial panics and market dislocations. Yeah, he was the guy that failed to realize there was one right in his face back in 2007 and 2008.
Yeah, you're right. And that was unbelievable. Let's see. They won that for their research in the fallout, the fallout from bank failures.
Yeah, but people got to also realize as well right now, I'm talking about this on my podcast, we're getting dangerously close to another really bad situation right now. The UK pound sterling is a reserve currency, and they're losing control of their monetary system right now with sell-offs in their bonds, their 30-year bonds, for a myriad of reasons, some of which involving leverage. And because these higher rates are coming into play, many of these countries are going to be hurt. You actually had, somebody actually step out. They usually are all in lockstep saying, all these other European countries are having to raise their rates in lockstep with the United States and just to support their currencies, but it's doing untold damage, to what's transpiring right now. And again, it's almost, they've categorizing as like almost the United States is kind of like pulling everybody into this and dragging all these countries into a recession. We're in a much better position than these European nations. So they're none too happy about it right now, what the effects are. They're going to have a serious recession over there, not to mention all the energy issues that they have.
Well, I know this much. I know there was a civics poll that came out yesterday, and it says 62% say that Joe Biden's economy is getting worse 29 days away from the election. Only 17% say Biden's economy is getting better. And another 17% say it's staying the same. While, get this, 70% believe the current condition of Biden's economy is very bad or fairly bad, while 25% say it's very good or fairly good. Those are bad numbers.
The numbers are not good at all. They really aren't. And, like I said, the kind of canary in the coal mine type of things are starting to break around the globe, and it's not good. It's not good. It's going to be, you're going to continue to see more volatility in the financial markets. You're going to have more businesses unsure of what's going to be happening moving forward. Again, I don't know how the Federal Reserve is going to end up reacting on this. But again, they screwed up again. They went too far, too fast, you know, and I liken their actions very similar, you know, like slamming on the brakes on a car, stopping your car by, you know, driving it into a wall. There are better ways to stop your car. You might want to ease up on the brake a little bit.
Now, you probably heard about the fact that the French National Railroad Company, who had intended to help California build its high-speed rail from San Francisco to Los Angeles, now is going to leave the state to pursue projects in war-torn North Africa, namely Morocco, where they're thinking about taking this high-speed train.
France has a colonial history in many areas in Africa. That would to me seem more like a no-brainer. It's going to be much easier to get things built and done there than it is in California. I mean, how much of this train have they built, you know, already? Nothing.
Nothing.
It's that little one line in the middle of nowhere, and, you know, that's billions of dollars in the hole. It's completely unnecessary. This is going back to 2010.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's this is how pathetic and sad government is. Okay. And you know, take a look at this country, how quick we were able to put the highways up or build the Golden Gate Bridge. They can't even build a train. And for crying out, this is not even, rocket ships to Mars like Musk is trying to do. It's a damn train. We had them back there in the 1800s, for crying out loud.
Look at the bridges down here in California, get out to the barrier islands in the storm. Yep, they got two of them back up again.
Yep. That's amazing. I mean, the type of things that, when you get that can-do spirit and get people out of the way, what you can get done. Yeah, I talk about it in government road projects. You see the difference in how quickly they can get things done in Florida and compare that to blue states.
Oh, yeah. All right, and finally, we've only got 30 seconds here. We've got the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund talking in Washington, D.C. How'd you like to be a fly on the wall there?
It's going to remind me I'll end up falling asleep after 10 minutes. You know, just more nonsense and more theory and more, we screwed up again, but we're insulated from all that stuff. And that's the issue. You know, it's they can't fix it. It's, you know, more all the king's horses and all the king's men trying to put Humpty back together again. And, you know, they're the ones that broke Humpty in the first place.
You are so right on that one. All right, my friend, we're coming up on the music coming up in my ear. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow, and we'll see what's going on in the world of finance then.
You've got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check out his website, see what he's all about. In the meantime, it's Tuesday, and you know what that means. You know what that means.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.